With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. We should find out today if Special Rapporteur David Johnston will recommend a public inquiry into foreign interference in our elections. If he does, experts say we could have a detailed and transparent conversation about it. The Canadian Press says he'll announce his decision at noon. The recommendation is part of his initial report into allegations against China. A final report is expected in October. A crash in Wallaceburg on Sunday night has killed three people and put a fourth person in critical condition at a hospital in London. A car collided with a semi-tanker truck. Everybody in the car was in their 20s. The driver and two passengers died. The driver of the truck and another passenger in the car suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Windsor police have charged a 16-year-old boy after a stabbing near downtown. That was near Wyandotte Street East and Glengarry Avenue on Saturday night. A 15-year-old boy was taken to the hospital after he was cut in the face. The Windsor International Film Festival is moving its Under the Stars event. It's going to be at City Hall Square now. Vincent Georgie is the chief programmer.
It'll be a beautiful weekend to watch some past favorites. We've got double feature of the original and the new Top Gun films. We've got Black Panther showing. We've got some great Disney films. And I also got some new films as well that we're really excited to show.
The event is free on June 9th, 10th, and 11th and coincides with the city's birthday celebrations. Water testing at local beaches will start this week. That's at eight of them, not Meadowwas Beach. It's not a public beach anymore. Results will be on the health unit's website on Tuesday or Wednesday. Meta, the company that owns Facebook, faces a $1.3 billion fine for allegedly transferring private information from the European Union to the U.S. The Associated Press says it's the biggest penalty leveled yet under the EU's data privacy laws. The last big fine was against Amazon for 746 million euros. Meta says it's going to appeal. Not too surprisingly, former U.S. President Donald Trump faces another lawsuit from E. Jean Carroll, the columnist who successfully sued him for defamation and sexual abuse. The Associated Press says she's asking for $10 million. A day after the verdict, Trump repeated derogatory remarks about her during a town hall on CNN. And Ireland is the first country in the world to put warning labels on alcohol bottles warning of the risk of cancer. The World Health Organization says light to moderate drinking caused 23,000 new cancer cases in 2017, 7,000 cases in Canada. Global News says the Canadian Medical Association has called on Health Canada to put labels on bottles here. The Tigers beat the Royals 8-5, while the Jays lost to the Rays 6-4. Florida went 1-0 against Carolina in the NHL, and the Nuggets advance after beating the Lakers 113-111. Sunny, hazy today with a high of 25 on the way. Clear tonight down to 12. Sunny tomorrow too, windy and 19, but falling to 15 in the afternoon. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.